stealing, you know?
All right,
I understand.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sasha.
Okay, so in Mariupol, situation today a bit more quiet than yesterday, because yesterday it was really very, very loud explosion all over the city. We visited several of our friends today in Mariupol and relatives, and we saw in different parts of city places where explosion happened, and it was even near residential block of flats at the roads. So we saw many buildings where glasses were broken on the windows for close shelling and explosions. So this well, there is a problem, big problem with drinking water. It's nowhere to find it, but
sorry, Sasha, that broke up. That broke up. You're breaking up a bit. I heard drinking water is very hard to find, and then it cut. Can you start over? Drinking water?
I didn't. I don't understand.
Can you just repeat again what you said about? We just heard up to the bit about heavy shelling everywhere and the residential things hit. And then you were talking about drinking water.
Okay, so yeah, we saw a lot of explosions all over the city in different districts of Mariupol. Of course, there are some districts that more heavy shelled and ruined, but even in the center, there are like places where explosions happened. No places where water can be found. People looking for different options. For example, we saw in one block of flat, people were taking water from a heating system. It's not working, and they take water from heating system just to wash hands or just for some very, very basic needs. Also, we saw people, they go to springs, like a ground springs, to take some water. And we saw also in one place a truck with water from UNICEF. But it was only in one place, and a huge, huge queue of people trying to get this water. Nowhere to find bread, and all shops, majority of shops and supermarkets, the products were taken out with the people who could not find food. So somebody broke the window or doors to the shops, and people who were near, they just went and took at least some food, because no shops are working, no way to buy food. What else? And today there was an information that evacuation road will be organized, and we saw a huge number of cars in different areas of Mariupol with stickers, children, and white ribbons. But later there was an information that it was cancelled due to continued shelling on the roads from Mariupol to Zaporizhia. I think that's all.
Sasha, do you have any water, or do you know if our staff have any access to water?
Me personally, I have. I also visited today guest house with our staff. They went to market and they found place where they bought potato. They were looking also for places where they can take some water, but I don't know if they managed to find it or not. Later we know that they tried to organize evacuation, but then it was cancelled as well.
Such the pharmacies, I heard the pharmacies are empty as well.
Yes, some pharmacies are also with broken doors, and people took pills because nothing is working. No shops, no pharmacies are selling medicine, so that's why people have to just go inside the broken doors and take what they need or what is left there. But this situation started already like two or 3 days ago. So yeah. For today, almost all of these shops and pharmacies, they're empty already.
Yeah, it sounds quite desperate. So Do you know the condition of the hospitals? How are the... Before you were sending the statistics from the mayor, he was sending, but I think since the end of the communication, it wasn't possible to have any communication. Do you know if there's any... Before they were saying like there's like 127 casualties and 50 in this hospital, 20 in this hospital. Did you hear any update on the situation with the patients?
No, I don't know anything about the state of hospitals. I just know that this oblast level hospital of intensive care, they're located close to the western part of Mariupol, where battles coming closer and closer. And we live here even with a neighbor who used to work in this hospital, and she said that yesterday or day before there was incident when projectiles landed on the private house close to this hospital, intensive care, oblast level. So it's very close to that area where shelling happens. So at least 2 days ago it was not damaged because we spoke with an employee yesterday. What is happening now, we don't know, because we have a total cut of any information. We can just receive text messages through Vodafone.
Okay.
No any other information available for us. And it's everywhere in Mariupol. Kyivstar does not work anywhere, and Vodafone is working in a very few places of Mariupol.
Okay. Is there anywhere to have electricity, for example, to charge this phone you're using now, or once the battery runs out, there's no way to charge it?
So now we are using like some electricity left in power bank, a bit maybe for one recharge.
Yeah.
And also we managed to recharge a bit when we were driving along the city.
Yeah.
We recharged from the car a bit.
Okay.
But of course it will not, yeah, from apart this, no other chance to recharge because no fuel, totally no fuel available in the city, nowhere.
Thanks, Sash.
No electricity.
I'm just, so there's no electricity, no heating, no water.
Just gas. In our flat we have just gas.
Okay.
But it's in some parts of city, I mean in some parts of the center of the city, they have also gas cut already. But in suburbs like Left Bank, which is severely targeted, there is no gas as well.
Okay, thanks, Ash. I'm worried that the connection might go again, so I want to just talk about operations now, if that's okay.